just for show lately up there. It's a good, I mean, it looks good.
Well, it's running and recording every night. It just doesn't have enough to do the render
by the end of it, anywhere. Yeah, it won't save.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. It does run the whole time, which is good.
I think I am going to start Mixler up.
Okay. See if that works, too. See if all these things finally work together again.
Freak people out when their Mixler hits them live and says Monday Papers.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you.
Morning out of it. Just Monday Papers.
It's a good name. Yeah, Monday Morning Papers is a good name.
I'm just saying for this part.
It does get irritating because I told you that I'd had a conversation with a few people and they'd been listening to our show or checked it out. And they're way up there. I mean, as far as they have some sort of cachet in this industry. And their biggest thing was, one, who's Jack?
Yeah.
On the Connor and Jack show.
That.
Yeah. And if you tell, you know, the story of it, then it's okay. So why don't you? I understand why you don't, because
we
you
got
want
a sign.
We
got
do
shirts.
Have a sign.
I mean, I don't think people think about stuff like that.
Right. And I understand.
It'd be easier if we just change somebody's name always to Jack.
That or take the and out. I've been thinking that recently. Well, it could just be the
Conrad Jack
show.
That's been discussed.
Yeah, that could be something. We just put paint over the
sign.
That
could be happen. That could happen.
That
I could
happen
put, I come up with some black tape.
Same. Put a hyphen. I mean, it could be Conrad Dash Jack.
But well, that'd be Conrad Dash Jackia, or yeah. That'd throw people
off. It would throw people off, so you wouldn't want to do that. But I mean, then all it is basically, maybe you, one
you,
at Conrad Jack show already is there. You don't have to change that one.
Conrad Jack, he exists. He's all over Facebook.
I'm pretty sure Facebook, Conrad Jack exists. And also, I think it's the Conrad, I think it might be at Conrad Jack show on Facebook to find it. It might be the Conrad and Jack show.
I think it is. And then the website would be another.
That'd be the biggest thing. But
I
all
think
we
you
do
could
is buy a GoDaddy of Conrad Jack show, and
that
both of
you.
Them take you there.
Yeah.
And so then you just start calling it the Conrad Jack show. And it's a little easier to, and then, but I don't know. Then part of me thinks, well, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, who does? And then he would say, well,
I was
trying to give you advice, and so you should give a fuck, which is probably true, but I don't know.
That is a question. I mean, that's what people, and once I explain it, usually people are like, oh, why don't you take it out?
Right, and at this point, it probably makes no difference. You got to understand that as big as we like to think we are in our heads, we do understand that me changing the name or even just starting a new show, it wouldn't take long for ultimately having the exact same amount of listeners as I have now, because I would assume that most of them would, and you can change the feed and stuff to where that should all transfer over. That's the confusing part, so you should technically, if they were subscribed to
the old
name.
Let's just start a second show and call it the Conrad Jack show, and then we'll keep doing the Conrad and Jack show.
That's one of my plans was.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just keep moving.
We could just call this
one. That's what I wanted to tell this guy. It's like, dude, I have 9 shows.
Yeah.
They all play my show.
Yeah.
So obviously the name doesn't matter. I mean, there's a bunch of shows out there that have great names that are just a rebroadcast of this of,
well, and
of
you were going to go with the Conrad in Mexico show, but it doesn't have the same ring.
There's no ring to it. And then there's all kinds of things about funny names. I mean, stupid names where you're in the gut, all the catchy shit.
Yeah, just change the completely take it
pickle
out.
Pickle Right, where it's not a name, it's an idea or a funny situation. And those are great, except for a lot of times they're trendy. Because it's whatever is happening at the time. Now, granted, pickles never go out of style, but at the same time, there's like overheard, or there's like these weird, it's just a turn of phrase that's popular for a few year period. And then like 10 years later, it's like, are you still the host of Overheard? Or She's All That. Like, if you were to
called it the resin hot dog, I don't know if that would ever, or the resin dog, I don't know if that would ever go.
Okay, but that's the problem with us. You're right. And that's the one that I would be like, that's a fucking great name.
Yes, I'm tuning in the resin dog.
Then guess what? The Conrad and Jack show is just as good a name.
Okay, that's true.
That's where
you're right. You're right.
That's where it gets to where, here's the cool names I do like. Those are fucking stupid.
Well, then
I gotta keep it at the dumb name.
And
it
we
is.
Even talked about me going by, you know, hey, I'll switch to Jack. I have no problem with that. Coach to Jack, that's an easy switch.
Yeah, we just start calling you Jack.
But
and then there's this weird, awkward, like, Roseanne phase where people were on. And they knew you as Casey and Coach.
And then all of a sudden
and then you're Jack. I mean, they'll get over it.
They'll get over it.
Maybe we will. Maybe I'll I'll start calling fucking Ivy Jack. But the problem is I don't want him to be, he's in
people
the,
to think he's
well, in the headboard. You know what I mean? You can't have that. I love you, Ivy, but no.
Maybe Andy. That's close to Jack anyway. I think if you just switch a couple Andy letters around and take the Y.
Been here the longest, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been. We didn't have him on the mic for a long time.
That's okay. He was better then.
He was great. You're right about, I thought about Andy, because we just put a Jack t-shirt on him, and he just stands in the corner, and that's Jack over there.
Yeah, he stopped talking.
Wouldn't that used to be Andy?
Well,
he got weird about having his name.
Or was he always Jack, and did he need time off?
Yeah. I don't know. Or we just get Jack back. I mean, that's one idea.
Well, I think that's kind of been the plan the whole time, is you're kind of holding out for him to just show back up.
It was so much funnier when he was there.
It was a great show. Yes.
It was a great show. So
the one since then has just been horrible chasing him down.
It's just trying to find
him. It was pretty funny because on another show I was listening to the other day, they even talked about that. Talked about the wonderful Conrad and Jack show out of Wichita, Kansas, and said, you know, when I first tuned in, Jack was there, and one episode he just wasn't. And they've been looking for him ever since. So if you're an old fan, it completely makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So maybe that's what you have to do. You send the first episode you send to anybody is one with Jack in it. And then any episode after cannot have him. And it's just like he's gone.
Well, the guy was saying, I think he thinks, one, we do this a lot with the Connor and Jack show. I know this is Monday morning. We're not there yet. We haven't played the intro.
Yeah,
so technically,
that's okay.
This is just pre-show.
Anybody listens, just pre-showing.
This is pre-show. And this is probably going to go on the feed for both of them because there's no reason not to put the content everywhere. So anyways, as far as the name goes, it's hard to, like we've talked about before, if you look into what we have and our setup and the guys that are in here and the way we do a show and how it can go live across multiple platforms and it's multiple hours long and we're all on point and we have a format that we follow each week after week. If you were just to tune in, you'd be like, these guys really have their shit together. So you might think that these guys actually might make money doing this show compared to other shows that you watch.
Yeah.
You would think that those other shows make money. So these guys look like and sound great. They might also make money. Therefore, why does Conrad and these guys keep Jack in there someday when Jack's not doing shit, is what this guy was saying. It's like, dude, we don't make any, it doesn't really matter. There's no success here. This is a complete failure.
And he didn't sign off on royalties, so Jack is whoever. I mean,
Jack's me.
Yeah.
I mean, I made his name up in the beginning. And just like any of the other things, it's all a figment of your imagination. None of this really exists.
No.
It's all fake. The stories are fake. The people are fake.
The names have been changed to protect their identities.
This isn't Kansas. This isn't the studio. This is all. You think it's a coincidence that I jump on my Area 51 and that space travel would never really happen and all those things? That's me throwing you off? Or, you know, maybe I'm putting it right there, hiding in plain sight. It's all fake.
Being coy?
And play coy. I joke coy this whole thing. So, anyways.
It's real.
I don't know why I'm thinking about
it. It's real.
I don't know why I was thinking about it. It's been on my mind. Lots have been on my mind. You know, that's what happens when you...
Well, we got the regular show, but then when you take the gaps off between on this show...
Yes.
This is the thinking show, so all those things come up. You don't have time to think on the regular show.
Right. That's true. It's out there.
It's
got
too many
layout,
people, too much intensity.
I got to plow through on the format. Otherwise, it doesn't have one. It just would go... It goes nuts. Like, if you'll know if we do a three-hour show... The last hour is what it would be like if there was zero format.
Which is usually the best.
It's fun.
Yeah,
for us. Just different. It's just a different thing. So
so what are we doing here today?
Well, we got to find the intro. I'll hit the intro, then we can do this. So I think you got to have the headphones on for this particular soundboard.
And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Just a paper boy. A paper is everything I'm not.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Gather round, everybody. I'm gonna tell you a story.
But I used to be a paper boy, and it was breaking up.
Oh no, paper boy, you'll be around for.
Paper boy, paper boy, all about paper boy. If you ain't in the summer, paper cat.
Welcome to Monday Morning Papers, everybody. Today is Monday. We're actually doing it on the day it should be. It's the 19th of August, so if you're looking through your calendar, that's right, the year's damn near over. It's going to fly by this last couple months, especially when football season starts, and we'll be headed and looking directly into Thanksgiving, and then automatically Christmas, and then it's 2020, and primetime. Speaking of newspapers, that's when all the ears are going to be up. Election time, oh, people just throwing shit in the streets at each other.
People fighting.
It's
already bad, but wait.
The moment Barack Obama got elected for his second term,
okay,
that was the shift of let's fucking just double barrel down to constantly start campaigning. And then that whole 4 years of Republican people fighting it out for his last 4 years,
yeah,
just fucking, they started it. They tick-tock.
And they ended up with...
Yeah, exactly. So then that happens, and so then Democrats, thinking that could have never happened, was like, fuck you. We'll put 45 people out there. Watch this.
I would say I'm just excited to get it over with, but then the next one just starts.
That's what I mean. It doesn't end. It's not over.
You get like a 2-year break at least.
Yeah, well, there was at least a year.
Primarily, you're supposed to get 3-year break because it's 1 year normally of campaigning and head-to-head. And
couldn't you agree? There's usually a year of when the president gets into office once he's sworn in and kind of gets his cabinet in place and then he can just focus on a few of the things
which
that
were
he
year
campaigned
three
about.
Win, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. Which get even with any of them, though, as far as without people just already just firing insults from whatever side.
Yeah,
and it's over. And that's the most frustrating thing for me on the outside, maybe one of the brains in the situation, one of the smart ones that realizes none of this shit fucking matters. Can we stop yelling at each other about it and move on? But I'm just a lost. You can't say that because then you'll get labeled into some weird.
See, I thought you were going to go in a different direction when you said right after Brock got elected last time when like the civilness of politics completely went out, because that was when both sides, it was on, like...
That's what I meant, yeah.
You can't go onto Facebook, you can't go on to...
It just fired...
Yeah, the civility ended.
It was gone.
And I mean, not that there was a ton of it, but...
No, but it also, it's the growth of those platforms you're talking about, too. Because they were just climbing in popularity during his first term, too. I mean, it's all... self-fulfilling.
I don't remember as a kid... I remember Democrats talking crap on Republicans and Republicans talking crap on Democrats or whatever, but I don't remember the... You know what I mean?
I kind of
Republican. I remember that thing, but
like that's an insult, or just some Democrat. Like that was
the
biggest insult.
They're Democrats, or but not they're ruining our country. They're dead.
We're not shopping there. We're not going to go shop at the hardware store.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
We're not going to Chick-fil-A.
The Johnsons own that, and you know who they voted for, right? Tommy Thompson from
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson and Tommy Thompson on the school board, and they had the blue signs in their yard, and
I can't. I don't know. I guess we're in a unique position, or I am, and I know, only knowing you so well, that you were the same way, being brought up having a work ethic being automatically being forced into you by necessity of your parenting or whatever. It made the other part where people, because we both fought through these recessions that directly in these gas prices that were huge on the industries that we are in.
Yeah.
And I felt it because it was directing to my at home life with the family. I mean, it was just this huge strain on all this stuff. And the only answer, there was never a time when my dad or mom came home back when they were together and we were, where they were
before
like,
you're broken
let's
home.
Blame the president on this. I never once heard, and whether they liked Clinton or they liked whoever, the first Bush, it was never brought up.
It started second Bush, because I think when gas prices started going up.
Okay, 9/11, but that was kind of, once 9/11, that's really all, maybe that was the first time I'd ever watched my dad watch the news, was 9/11. I'd never seen him watch the news. My mom, ironically enough, used to watch Chris Matthews Hardball all the time, and I remember that because I'd get so pissed off at her for having it on. And so, but that was it. That was the extent of my political upbringing. And I guess if you would ever ask a question, like, who are you going to vote for? I just remember giving my mom shit because when Clinton won, I made some Bill Clinton song about he's the best, and I didn't care. I just did it to get under her skin. That kind of thing. But there was, my dad's like, who cares? Don't worry about it. It doesn't affect you because no matter what, you got to get up and go to work. And that was true and has stayed true. There wasn't a part where Fuck off, Dad. You know when you told me that you don't have to go to work anymore? I figured it out. You don't.
I don't know. Vote for Bernie and you might not have to. That's what I'm hearing. No.
I think there's a lot of people out there that do want that.
I guess my...
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of... But it's not
I
on
never
us.
Cared. I mean, growing up, I've always voted. I've always been somewhat involved, even from a young age, just because... But I never... For 3 years in between, it didn't matter. You know what I mean? It did.
It mattered to vote.
But I'm saying like the...
I mean, P. Diddy told us that.
Yeah. Well, all the greatest rappers have told you to vote.
Yeah.
Eminem's got a song about voting now.
Right. He great, great musical stylist.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And great political advocate.
Yeah.
I mean that's where I get all my political advice.
I love taking it from people who really know.
Wouldn't have... Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, that you did vote. You did your civic duty or whatever it would be, but...
It wasn't an everyday topic. It wasn't...
No, it's not. And that goes back to what I hate and despise. I truly do despise social media because that's what it is now. It's not...
Yeah, it's completely void of almost everything else.
The part that it should be about is almost equally as annoying because...
You're tired of people's back-to-school pictures, too?
Not just that. If there's certain people I follow, and I know you do too, who will post everything in their life.
Yes.
Every meal.
Got a smoothie.
Nothing against smoothie.
I meant like a smoothie.
I mean, there's this guy I follow, and I've known him since I would have never guessed he was on there. I just added him, like all of you, by the way, not to hurt your feelings. If I've added you as a friend, it's to invite you to like my page.
Yes.
And hopefully you listen to my show.
And some funny shit we'll put out. And
yes,
to
hopefully.
Get you to like this page and
but that's
watch
what I'm
the
there
show.
For. Listen, there's no other reason for me to be there. I don't want to be there because I add this man, he's probably 60 now, right? And he will post, he must have the first iPhone because it's the worst picture in the world. And all he'll do is post everything he's doing. Getting ready to put my boots on. Take a picture of his boots. Oh, this is real country boy TV. All this shit.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is the same 8 people like it every time.
Yes.
And if he, there's a cooking ribs tonight, going to slap my mama. They're so good. Here's a picture of ribs. Dude, like. I know more about this guy now over the past 2 weeks than I knew, and I've known him my whole life.
Yeah.
I would have never wanted to know those things. I would have never
guessed
to seen them. I don't go to his house and say, you have any photo albums of food you've cooked over the years?
Sometimes it almost surprises me as much who those people are.
That's been a big thing for me. I have some family members that you don't know anything about them really, because they're just, you see them Christmas and the holidays, and then
kids,
once you add and you find out where their heart lies or what they think is important, and it's like, wow, I don't really like you at all anymore. And it can be political, and why would you want to put that out there? Because again, ultimately what you're championing, your opinion, doesn't really make a lick of difference to us.
In those platforms, you're not changing nobody else's.
It's all
the Russians have already decided who they want you to.
Yes.
You know, which way you're swinging. So,
it'll drive a wedge in between now the people. The whole point of the thing was to be able to connect with family or with friends. You know, it's this easy way to do this.
Yes.
And it started out that way.
Put some jokes out there.
I don't know if that's the case anymore. Now, unless the jokes are politically based and you can then incite rage.
And then you start to fight and then you crush somebody.
So
I have seen a lot of cute back to school pictures lately, and I've enjoyed seeing like, baby pictures.
I like that my wife kind of takes the mantle for our family and
same
will put
with
them
mine.
Out there with, you know, on her
page. I don't
post
none of that stuff.
But there's times when it's like, man, I really love that picture and I would love to share it. And then I'm like, I get weird about it. And even on my other personal page, it's like, maybe I'll share it there, which is where I would. But the only people I want to see it, I look and see it at my wife's.
Yeah.
Okay, they've all seen it. So they know where we're
at. It's the same with like the kids back to school pictures for us. I mean,
and I saw Amy, I saw the kids.
Yeah, everybody that needs to, So that,
I liked them.
She stopped mentioning me in all of them now. I like how I've been cut out of the family in that sense, but that's okay.
That's all right.
It was going to happen.
I guess the whole, I had this thought and I know I don't want. So with these, I don't really want to go into this subject, but this is what we do here sometimes.
We open up.
One of the biggest things over the past, it's been going on since Obama. I mean, since the school shootings just continue to tick up, or not just school, just mass shootings,
in general,
I should say.
Yes.
And we've talked about it a few times, whether it be on this show or on the Conrad and Jack show, and I don't think that we have dove into it, and I don't really want to, because I don't think we've talked about the only, at least in my opinion, the only solution, if it was going to, for, is to outlaw every gun. You can't have restrictions and all these. You can do those things, but it won't stop these kinds of people,
yes,
from doing it.
The only way to stop them is, and then
you don't know, but that would be the only way to go door to door and to rip all, yeah, the arms from people and take them, even buy it, whatever.
Yeah, the buyback.
Whatever it is. But to go rip them, if you don't sell them back, if you don't willingly do it, we're going door to door, bootstrapping and taking them all and burning them and then getting rid of all presidential, all of it. It has to be zero. There, yeah, can't be any being made. Otherwise, the bad people will find a way to get,
exactly,
them.
Exactly. So, that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd have to be gone completely. And that's not going to happen. We all know that.
Yeah. I think, yes.
So, I was listening to this other, it's a comedy show, so it wasn't taking it too seriously, and they didn't even focus on this part, but I thought about it, because one of the reasons, and it's not just Trump that spouted this off, but it's been mentioned many times when these things happen, whether it's violent games or violent movies should be to blame in this, right? Mm-hmm. And then once that does happen, for some reason, it's kind of like saying social media or the media has some part to blame in this. For some reason, people will defend those things
to death,
and I don't understand why. And I was thinking about it in a way of basically what is the Fortnite and Grand Theft Auto, I mean, but Fortnite's the most popular game in the world, but it's extremely violent. I mean, it's cartoon violence.
That's the, yes,
in comparison
to like a Call of Duty or that style of game.
Call of Duty, what's the second biggest game in the world, is Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And the same people are playing both.
Yes.
And they play, and if they're really into it, they really play it. And the funny thing is, in a way, it's kind of, I don't know if any of these kids that did this played it, but they do fit the look of, they probably don't have a lot of friends. They,
yeah,
probably play it, whatever. I don't know if they do or not. That's one thing that nobody ever says, that they were avid gamers or,
yeah,
whatever it is. But my thing, to not even take it into account and to completely disregard it as being possible, wouldn't you then have to disregard, because basically all Grand Theft Auto is, or Call of Duty is a simulation now, because it looks very real.
Yeah.
And the guns that you're using and the ammo, they're real guns. They're real terms for,
yeah,
guns. So if you didn't know what an AR-15 was, you would know after playing,
yes,
that game.
Yes.
Whereas before, you may have zero idea. So you are simulating what these weapons are able to do in a pretty accurate way. Which ones are more accurate? Which ones are all this? They'd show you all that,
yeah,
stuff.
Which ones are more powerful?
And if you're saying, well, none of that, that doesn't factor into it. Okay, but maybe it doesn't factor into the part that makes somebody's mind tick for them to make the decision that they're going to go carry out one of these things. But it does make using it and all this, it has to have an effect on your brain to be, if you were into those games, to have that much action going on around you and to stay calm, because you've seen people that are really good at those games,
yeah,
and I've tried to play and you get killed immediately. So if you're really good, it makes you aware of like what to look for and reactions and what these guns will do.
Yeah.
It's a complete simulation. It's like, well, that doesn't, it's not real. It's not a simulation. Well, why do we have any simulator?
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, then why are there race car simulators where this...
Flight simulators. And...
Yeah, but the Forza game, they completely map out Forza. Like, it's exactly how the track is. Down to, like, turns where rubber sticks, and as the race goes, like, they'll tell you, we've done everything, and we try to get more and more information. They had a guy that only did simulations go out and win on a real car. And he had no experience other than playing simulators.
Yeah, and he knew the track by the back of his hand,
yes,
because, yes.
And then they put him in a car, and of course there's some learning curve, but he was in such an amazing simulator, the feel of it, eventually, you get it's like getting a new controller. If you've been there before, you get the feel of it all, and you tighten it up. I like it tighter. Okay, we can do all that for you.
Yeah.
And they get it, and he gets on there, and he wins. So obviously simulators do work. We do them for, like you said, space travel, pilots, all this shit. You know,
supposedly space travel.
Whatever. It all works. So you can say, yes, it all works in that sense, but then you can say it doesn't have the same effect in this sense. That's bullshit. You have to, but the part I will agree with is something is psychologically fucked, cracked,
yeah,
inside a person's head. And the part that I believe is that is the social media. I haven't heard one person say, there is an obvious correlation with the uptick of social media activity and the uptick of mass shootings.
I've seen
maybe
some
that
of that
should
stuff
be spouted
up.
More.
But I mean, I think it goes, you know, Columbine. Internet was very low to nothing then. I mean, I think,
but that's when it kind of started, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that
I think there's been ones. You know, I think even some of the older ones, the Visceral or whatever, wasn't. Yeah. Now there was places. There's always, since the internet's been invented, there's always been a place you can go find like-minded individuals. That whether that be love of gorillas or hate of,
yeah,
somebody.
I don't mean it that way, to find like-minded things, to find groups to do it. I mean in the sense, the fact that the instant, the constant looking at, and I'm just as guilty. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not. I understand that when I lay down at night to watch a movie with my wife, both of us have our phone. I mean, it's constant, and you're just scrolling through shit. I mean, I don't even like it. I don't like, but it's natural. It almost becomes part of your life of doing this. And if you were disturbed in some way, whatever it be, just going through adolescence or going through being a young 20 something and being,
I see, the thing is, and I may be wrong, and maybe those people are the ones, because you go back and a lot of them though don't have a lot of social media. They little bit, they get on once a month and put some absolute, I fucking wish everybody would die thing, or, you know, and then they just disappear from,
but they're not just, that's like us say, what we don't do. We don't post a lot of personal stuff either,
scrolling.
But we're there.
No, I just know, like, a lot of, I know, like, my son, my daughter's boyfriend, mm-hmm. a lot of them, they don't do social media like we do. They don't like face. If they do, it's like Instagram, where it's just pictures, and it's not the same kind of
hate.
Yeah, it's not. That's the nice thing about that. I mean, you can, I think, still type stuff.
But it's not the same. You're right.
Yes.
It is, and it is
more
popular.
Now, there may be more shaming and stuff going on there, but there's less opinion stuff there.
But it could give you, if you've been on, one thing Instagram does make you do, and it does for me at least, it will make you kind of feel worse about yourself
way. That part, yes.
And so if you, and I don't have a big chip on me for that kind of self-loathing. I guess I do, but not to the extent that maybe one of these troubled kids have. I mean, if you went into Instagram already being really low, it can make you feel lower to see how great everybody's shit is.
I think we grew up playing, this is kind of the devil's advocate, but I'm not disagreeing with the video game or none of that. I grew up, number one game I played probably at 6, 5, 7, Cops and Robbers or Cowboys and Indians.
Like acting, yeah, that's true.
And we, I mean, my game growing up, I mean, everything I could do was involving guns, was some sort of
playing
war.
Army, yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's all I did with my G.I. Joes. Mm-hmm. That's all I did with my wrestlers. All I did was fight with them. All I did. That's a boy thing. That's a guy thing, I think. I think that's kind of... But we were, you know, because I would say that was as much of a I'd go out in the forest, and I'd put stuff up, and I'd pretend I'm shooting.
That's true.
I mean, Rambo, all those were my favorite things growing up, and I never had that side of me. I think...
I didn't think of it
people,
that way.
One, are wired off and on. I think we're in a society now where you're easier pushed that way. But I think ultimately, and I hate, it comes down to parenting, and I don't want to be that simple, but
I agree. I don't want to, I hate doing that because people yell at you for that, but it absolutely, I blame the parents in all of these. I mean, there's a lot of them.
I think you can
of,
be a good parent and people
bad
can
happen.
Be bad. Their bad shit happens.
Yeah.
But I think at the age that a lot of these ones are happening now, if you're the right parent in their life, they're not. Mm-hmm. And I think if you know you have a troubled teen in any way, that these kids that are doing this stuff were not just all of a sudden troubled. Every one of them, or the person, you can trace it back, has a history of, well, and then, so maybe you shouldn't be the dad that goes out. If you are a dad in the life of a troubled kid, maybe going out and shooting with them and teaching them how to be extremely avid with guns and some of that, I mean, isn't the best. Or
There's just discipline that is gone and responsibility.
But I think I don't even know if it's complete discipline. I think just...
Well, I mean, in the sense that you see that they're troubled, and a lot of times I think now we're scared to do anything about it.
You're scared to, one, call them out, two, be the parent of a person that could potentially have a child that is troubled like that.
Even if you recognize it and you try, what you do is you take them to a specialist, in which case, in my opinion, it only makes them feel worse. And they'll give them medication, and that mixed with everything
I think
that goes
if it is just medication. Now, I think there are situations that, again, I don't know, but only because I've had to, I was a troubled kid that spoke to somebody that was outside of a parent, and it helped me. So I think there is a sense for that, because as in the, you know, like, I love my son and he's a good kid, but he is a troubled kid in some sense. I mean, he's a great kid and he's right. a good kid in school, but he plays all these games. So I have, as a parent, some
worries.
Of the
worries. Yeah. Yes. You'd have to.
But so I talk with him about it. I'm open with him about it. Whether that's the answer to it, I don't know.
No, but if you saw something that was bad that you haven't seen, difference is, I don't know what the discipline in that situation is. I know what it would have been for me growing up. I know what it was when I came home and I did something,
but
or said something,
there is
bullied a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not right, but it worked. I mean,
sometimes, to a sense, sometimes you find out some of those people are the people, not in these situations, but in other crimes and beating their kids and their wit.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, I know.
So there's a whole side to a lot of it. I think it comes down to, I think to raise a kid, to raise a parent or a dog, I've whooped my kids. I think you stop doing that at 7, 8 if you've done your job right. 6, 5, you swap, you know, whooping their kids.
Oh, I think that's the thing.
Once no, I think
you
a kid like me. I mean, yeah, I had to get punched out a couple times because I needed that. I was a troubled kid that tried challenging my dad at 13, thought I could whoop his ass, and he had to prove me wrong there, you know.
Right. But what if he would have not done anything and gave up on you?
I think I could have turned. No, you're right. That's what I said. I mean, there was the times I needed
done.
It, but, you know.
Well, I think that part, that dad, not, we live in a part of the country where we only see it through the prism of people that are around us. And a lot of us are like 20 years, like a lot of times I think that you bring it up often where people talk about the good old days. Here, it still is that. I mean, a lot of that, what they're saying, a lot of having to work for what you get, all this shit is still,
Midwest
thing,
there is a lot more
but
family.
We need to understand that in the
coasts, I know. No,
it is turned. Something's
turned.
And if
you look, I think 3 of the last 4 were not necessarily fatherless, but were lack of father, and not just father, but parenting in their life.
But father's a huge thing.
It's
huge for a kid
growing up. I don't think every kid needs one. But they do. They need a positive male figure in people's lives, whether that be a guy or girl, though. I think girls need a positive male figure in their lives.
Yes, of course. Otherwise, they end up on the pole, man.
And end up with pieces of shit or the same thing. Trouble,
you know. They're going to marry whatever the example was. That's what they're going to be attracted to. And if it's somebody that's gone, they're still going to be attracted to
men. They're searching for whoever the guy,
will
the women.
Them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. The worst kind of people.
I don't know. I know this gets deep. I guess to put a bow on it, just an idea that I wish if one of these brave politicians would, especially one of these brave politicians that has children, what always pisses me off is getting lectured by politicians that don't have kids about anything.
And I've never had
about having your kids ripped apart. You don't know what it even, you shouldn't be elected unless you have this, because there's too much that you're in charge of that's family related.
Well, unfortunately, people did come up from families where they could have been ripped, and they could.
It should be a requirement, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to actually be able to relate to what the American struggle is, then you should have a relatable, the biggest thing.
Well, there's a whole list
world.
Of things if we're doing what
I know,
you.
I know. You're right. That's true. That's
should have had a regular
true.
Job for some point in your life.
Yeah,
you should
all
have.
That
yes.
It should be. So.
Belly t-shirts, one of my requirements for my
the
politicians.
One thing to wrap it in a bow. If you could put it on a spreadsheet or whatever it was, that the popularity of all social media platforms and the growth of it in a percentage since 2008, how much it's upticked, right? The user, not even how what is out there, how often people are using it. And if you were to say they're using it 60% more than they were in 2008, okay, I don't think that's...
What percentage are shootings up?
And if it said they're up 30%, would it be outlandish for somebody to say, hey, I know that we're not going to stop all these, but what if we throw away all of this? Smartphone, you have a cell phone like back in 99 where you can still communicate, but none of this instant shit exists. If you want Facebook, that'll all be there, but only on your computer at home. But the instant shit it's outlawed. We can't have it. If you said the reason we're doing this is because 90% of social media users only use their phone, and a certain percentage of shootings has went up since this has grown this much. And we think that by eliminating it, it will cut those percentage of shootings, even if it's 30%. Isn't that worth it?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Even if there's three less a year, wouldn't
you're
that
just
be
trying
worth
to
it?
Get off your phone like I am? No,
I know. I wish somebody'd say it because that's like this huge thing that everybody doesn't fucking mention.
No, it's plain and simple. I mean, I think we look at it because how also wrapped. And I don't know wrapped it, but involved we are in it.
We try to be. And I know that everybody does.
Some people aren't near as much as we are. But yes, I think most, you know, if you look back and there was I seen something where in the 90s, like hate groups was down to like a, you know, 2%. Now, the same idealism and stuff may have been out there, but because you
couldn't talk,
you can't go to Klan meetings.
Right.
You know, you can't.
You have to travel.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to plan
actively seek out those people.
Yeah.
Now.
No, it's there.
There's thousands of them, and they're everywhere, and they share your ideas. So now, what's crazy is, I think the first couple of years, people were these keyboard warriors where they were just hiding behind it and saying all this social media, which I still think 80% are.
Yeah.
But the problem is, all of a sudden,
the message still gets out.
But it gave people the balls in real life to start thinking. They forget sometimes that they were social media. So all of a sudden now, everybody has to take what they put on to their social media into real life, and you've got to put it in everybody's face when you go places. Yes. And
it's not real. That's what bothers me so much about. I listened to this interview with a guy that designs social media, and the artificial intelligence side of it, the part that would have hacked an election.
That makes you see what you want to see.
The funny thing is, it's what you want to see. So everything that is on there is curated, just like what we talk about with MSN. It's all curated in your feed, even the posts from other people that you follow. You won't see specific posts, but you will see stuff that's related to something that you have been engaged in before.
Positive or negative.
Or negative. And so in your mind, when you click on your social
media,
that's
all that's going on.
You think that that's what everybody else is seeing. And nobody's seeing that unless they share your same stuff. But you don't realize that this is just, not only is it not real in the world, it's only real to you.
You're still living in your same little box had you not been on there.
And it's amazing that so much power is in that. And the funny thing is, the only reason the people that are building it are using it that way is to gather what you think about, what you want, what drives you, and then to market that information to big corporations
to
sell you shit. Ultimately, it gets down to that. And great. I mean, that's great. That's the world that we want to live in, I guess. But to me, it's like, why are we wanting to be put in that kind of world? That seems like it's mind control. It is. And now it's what you want your mind to be controlled by.
See, that's
but it
the
is
weird
mind control.
Side of it.
And when you start saying that, people are like, oh, you're crazy.
You know, in my idea, like when the internet first came, the cool thing was one talking
porn.
Well, yes. And talking to, you know, big girls on the other side that say they're hot, send you pictures of somebody else.
Yes.
Dial
that's
up
the best.
Chat rooms, you know. But
get back to chat.
But it was the diversity, the cultural diversity. I didn't go into the internet when I first started going into chat rooms with my idealism. I went in there to learn what some chick from Brazil looked like, hanging from a swing upside down, talking to me, or what, you know, whatever it was.
That's
which was
true.
Ultimately some 40-year-old dude in his basement.
But it's totally switched now, where you own, not you. I'm just
I know. Yes. Go ahead.
As a pejorative, you only go on there to promote you.
Yes.
Now, we only go on there to promote our show.
But yes, but ultimately,
that's why.
We want you to come here and listen
to this part where we say, get the fuck off.
Yes.
Now, keep it downloaded.
There's a hard side. There's the good and bad of technology, and we've been all over that.
Of course.
If you can use it for what, and there are people, I mean, I truly talk to some people that do Facebook that only have their close friends and family.
Yeah.
They do the you know, their pictures, family pictures, and that stuff,
right.
And that's what they use it for, and they're happy as can be with it. They don't get on to
they don't
groups
see the other
and
stuff.
The hatred,
yeah.
And
right.
You know, if somebody posts stuff they don't like, they just unfollow them and
move on.
I think in the whole time, of course, I'm still new to Facebook. I'm like 3 years or whatever into it.
Right.
I've put two ever.
You're like Garth Brooks.
Yes, I like that, and I really like that.
You're just now learning.
I'm just learning about this internet. Facebook. We're on Facebook now.
We're on Facebook. It's 2016.
You hear about this thing? Everybody's going there.
Welcome to G Studios.
Hi, I'm Garth.
I'm Garth.
I like that. I really like that.
Now, I'm going to redo a song for you today. It's just like Thunder Rolls, but with different words.
It's Gunder Rolls.
The fact that people it's just a weird thing because we're only tapping into the mind. The most interesting part of it to me is the mind control side of it, because that's the part I believe is the most damning to this society or to anything. But you're right. The good part of it is there's whole industries that can now exist that didn't exist before. So all these times we're talking about, what are we going to do in the future when AI and all these things take menial jobs away from humans? Well, we are already currently building ways to make that possible just by habit of using it as a recreation. And then you realize, oh shit, I can't go pump rivets anymore. What do I do? And they say, hey, guess what? There's a new job where you can post pictures of people pumping rivets. It's like, I know rivets and I know how to post pictures.
I can do that.
I can do it. I've been practicing posting pictures forever. Of food for
70s food forever.
7 years. So there is a benefit. I'm not saying that there's not, but part of me really wishes that.
I think Facebook, from like its inception to now, I'm waiting for them to stop it, but it's like it truly is like a case study of people. How, give them a platform, you know, like we get mad at like wealthy people when they give us their opinion, or rich people when they do stupid shit with money, or, you know, I always say, like, give me the power and see how I would react. They don't have power besides being able to put something that hundreds or thousands or whatever can see.
Yeah.
And look what happens to people. You know what I mean? Give them, I couldn't imagine, you know, we gave that guy that can't control, you know, Twitter a presidency, or a guy that can't, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody can't react on there in a decent human being way, how the fuck are they going to deal with
real life stuff?
Real life shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't, when we talk like this, it's hard. And I know that that's why the people don't bring it up. Politicians don't, because in order to be a politician, you need it. I mean, you need to have the promotion.
In today's age.
You have
to have. In today's age, yes.
And so.
But if it went away, they'd have to go back to old school where you actually had to learn their policies.
You'd actually have to go on interviews and you wouldn't be able to.
Substantive interviews. Yeah. You couldn't just hate something. You actually had to stand for something.
Also, you couldn't put your dissent to somebody else's while they're doing their interview, which is awful too. Like, somebody's up there speaking their opinion about a matter, and the Trumpsters at home telling hundreds of thousands of people how it's bullshit.
Yeah.
As they're saying it. How about just let people get their point out and then let us crumble together in our own mind for everybody?
Yeah, or the opposite side, both sides. Let people, but everybody, before you can, they
fucking
hate.
Fucking constant. And so it's, I know that we're just, hopefully we're speaking to a lot of people about that. I mean, I don't know if they care. I would think that it's pretty important to have that kind of, as far as table topics, as far as.
Yeah, if you want to talk about that stuff, do it with your friends, family, people that are. It involves in your life people that it can't, you know, if that's, if you choose to be involved in that, try to do it with the people that want to hear it. If they don't want to hear it, go on.
You're right though. Once they have this persona, especially if they're actively involved in political stuff on there, on any social media, they bring that persona to any event now.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's, you know, irritating to
me. Even actors in general, like, an actor that people you loved, or, you know, and I make jokes about it, like, I can't be a fan of them no more. And you know, most of the time, I don't really mean that.
Of course. I know you love John Voight.
Yes, he's my favorite. But, you know, there are people that truly, I'm not going to go see a whatever film, or, you know, just like I told you something on, somebody posted looking for shoes for my kid, and they're like, oh, you can't go to Jack's no more. You know, we don't go to Jack's. They stopped selling assault
camo. Why is it
camo.
Always, why is it always, to me, that part where people, are doing what you say,
we're boycotting,
boycott things,
Nike,
or boycott
or whatever,
because of Kaepernick or whatever the thing. Where one, the only reason it shouldn't even be a story, but it is, so I get it, and you don't like it, I get that too. But the part that irritates me the most is when one person can say, "I'm not going to Chick-fil-A anymore because they aren't open on Sundays," and that same exact person can also follow O.J. Simpson.
Yes, yes,
and that shit drives me crazy.
Well, yes, I mean,
because you have your
morals,
your shit
are,
is so morals, out of whack.
Morals are only just like your Facebook page. They're tailored to you today. And morals are not, there's not societal morals like there used to be.
You're right. The big, I guess, a better example of that particular Chick-fil-A, the people that are want to boycott Chick-fil-A, or that actively do, and they promote that because Chick-fil-A is a hate group because they're Catholic-based business yeah. that's not open on Sundays and they don't believe, based on their religion, they don't believe in that,
yeah.
will also turn around and then throw Trump or whoever is getting on the Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota
yeah.
because they're saying that's her religious right to do that. Well, you can't have it both ways.
Yes.
You can't. If you want to champion Muslims having religious
freedoms,
but the
other freedoms, side of it is you can't,
have to champion Catholics having it.
Well, now you can't, but the other side of that is if you don't champion Muslim rights, you can't eat at Chick-fil-A no more.
You got to have it both ways for both things.
Yeah.
That's, if it's going to be the freedom that you're so adamantly...
Everybody picks their...
But they pick one,
yes,
and you
Nike,
are a, now or, you become yeah. a hypocrite.
Yes.
And it's... I'm hypocritical, I'm sure, on certain things. Of course, we all have
yes.
a bit of that, but I try to be conscious about it and at least have some sort of logical argument, and I couldn't find one for boycotting Chick-fil-A and then also supporting the religious freedoms of a Muslim congresswoman.
Yeah.
You can't do that. They don't exist. And to me, it's that whole situation. We could have a whole topic on, of course, if a business wants to do whatever they want to do, the only way that you can get them out of there is to say, I don't eat there anymore, which is fine.
But it's as simple as the same people that I'm going to boycott the NFL because
yes.
kneeling or anthem stuff or whatever. When
then do it. Because if you would actually do it, then it wouldn't exist. That's the great thing about capitalism. Because
yeah.
they don't do it.
You can't.
Because
I mean,
they love Chick-fil-A because we're the fattest country
yes.
in the world and Chick-fil-A
and we love people
the
bashing their
food.
Heads together and we love...
Fuck yes, we
And
do.
We love good running shoes and quality-made clothes which Nike provide and...
Somehow. Somehow they do.
Yes, and, you know...
Slave labor, but we don't
but
care
whatever,
about slaves.
You know? Well, if as long as they're not here, we do.
Good point.
Thank you.
We want there to be slaves,
just not
here.
And ones that we don't have to deal with.
Man, we do get deep on this show sometimes.
Sometimes.
That happens.
This is Monday Papers, Monday Morning Papers. I'm Casey. This is Conrad.
Yeah.
Sometimes what happens here, you know, the initial start of us doing this show, if you are happen to be new and you came in right now.
Yeah.
We started with the idea we go to MSN homepage. We go through the stories that are tailored to me.
Whatever your
preference
is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever I've searched lately and we read some stories on there originally.
Yeah. But it's been so long since we've been in this room. And,
well, that and when we first started, I think we started out with the idea of maybe we could find the funny and the good stories that are on there. But then every single one is political or,
mm-hmm.
you know, sports or so.
Well, in the other show, to me, that's what I am really proud of is although we're aware of all these topics that are going on, we don't focus on them because it is a complete distraction. Well, now, that might frustrate people because maybe... Like,
they want to know our opinion on something.
Yeah, that's
but.
Possible. And even this makes me feel in a way uncomfortable that we do this and talk about on this show because I like joking about it, but whatever. I mean, this is a good way when there's not seven people in the room and it's a more one-on-one, we can have a conversation about this stuff that maybe is a different angle, I hope, than what you hear. And maybe it's not. Maybe we just are so narcissistic to think that we would have a different idea than what probably... fucking 800 other podcasters saying too. I don't know. I'm sure there are, but one, we don't care. I don't care if there are because this is our show and
yeah.
this is what we can do. I can do whatever I want here. And so if Monday Papers takes a 5-week hiatus and we come back and
we
just talk about gun control and
we can do
whatever,
it.
We will because maybe that's what we get to do.
Well, and we do. I mean, that's the whole point of this is this is kind of a current event show. The
yeah.
main show, the Conrad and Jack show, although it glosses and it does involve current events.
Not really.
It's
I mean,
not.
It's just...
Yeah. Our current events could have been 6 months ago or 8 months ago, you know.
And the Conrad and Jack show
yes.
universe. Yes. And that's what that's what's so fun about
and
that
And to us on this show, what it's evolved to is our current events is kind of what's currently going on with us. Or what, you know, not
well,
us
what
necessarily,
I'm thinking about,
what we see on social media, what
yeah.
we see in the world. Sometimes it's
funny and
shows,
we want to...
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes it's... Not funny. I mean, it's not a funny subject, and that's what we'll talk about. So
try to make a joke during it.
We try. We'll do our
ones.
Best. We'll
not
jab at it. We'll stab at it. But is there anything you have it up?
I
mean, we
I
might as well give them an old school taste. Is there anything that we see on there that's
they did when I first opened it up? They got me with a. Let me see if it's still on here.
I mean, everything we've spoke about is now a headline.
They got me with this one just because anytime you put a sloth hanging upside down.
Facts that are strange but true.
I mean, that's the only kind of thing you can actually go find on the internet. Like, that's not, and even this is probably still opinion based, but
I do have, I don't even want to, it's a rant.
What do you got? Go.
It'd just be a rant. I don't know if I can do it.
Did you need to get on Shannon's show, Shouting with Shannon?
Shouting with Shannon, because Shouting with Shannon, everybody.
Everybody, come back. Gotcha.
No, dude.
We were just talking about people that don't use their turn signals when they merge. Go ahead.
Well, this ties right in here, Shannon. Okay. Because I got to tell you, on the way down here. No, I'm driving down. I missed an exit that I wanted to take because I was on the phone. And so I was talking to my wife, and it was a very heated discussion, which is
passionate.
And so I head off on the Broadway exit, and I get stuck behind this fucking guy who is pulling a 1999 Chevy Cavalier on a car towing tray, like the one that just does the front wheels.
Yes.
And the Cavalier is filled with shit.
Yes.
I mean, you can see all the different packages in there and bags of trash and shit.
Yes.
And his
they're coming down here
filled with shit. And they're coming down to dump or whatever they're doing. My thought was, if I wanted to give the dude the benefit of the doubt, maybe he's moving out of a house and he's an old man and he's trying to get all his shit to a place and he doesn't have he's got to carry it all at once. Maybe that's it. But what I also thought was, what are you saving this for? Like, you're going 30 mile an hour. You fucked up everybody's commute home. Now there's a line of cars that is 100 miles long and we're all following you because we can't get around you because it's fucking 5:30. It's the only time there is any traffic, and you chose this fucking time to do this fucking job.
Yes.
And you're pulling this piece of shit that, by the way, is worth $300, and it probably is going to cost you more in fuel and effort, for sure,
to get it wherever.
Just fucking light it on fire and move on. The part where stupid people hold on to stupid shit and then make it inconvenience everyone around them needs to fucking stop.
Because isn't that kind of everyday life?
Yes, but you see it. This is like... everybody has that to a certain extent.
You're right.
But this is like everybody's shit encapsulated. It's a symbolic. Oh, this is why we need to stop it. This is why we do spring cleaning. This is why we throw shit away. Otherwise, you turn into this. Fuck
those
this
people
guy.
That they're hoarders. They are obsessed with their trash, their shit.
We have to stop them. Though,
I agree.
We have to go.
They should
knock
pull them
the
over
window.
And just throw all their stuff away.
Yeah, it's going away. And by the way, bud, we're paying you for it. Here's $400. You're gonna find two better vehicles.
Yes.
For $400
and
the two
you
that
load
you're
them up with trash over the next 2 years, and
it's unbelievable.
No, it was the same with me, and I almost went off on this old guy driving the other day, and again, here's my thing. He was driving less than 20, going down hydraulic, at 525 in the middle of two lanes. Lost his shit, kept hitting turn signals both ways.
No idea where he's going.
No ideas where he's going. And granted, I got to thinking, you know, what the fuck are you doing driving in this? And I almost rolled down my window and went off, and I didn't. I got around him. There was other cars. I held my shit together, and I drove by. And in my head, the only thing I could do that kept me from going off on him was going, I want to find his doctor and kick his doctor's ass, because his doctor made a 4:30 doctor's appointment and sent this old guy out in this.
Maybe that's it. It
you
has
know?
To be. Yeah.
Or, you know, so I tried on the other side. I'm trying
You're
to look
trying
at the spin.
To legitimize.
Because why else? You know you can't drive. You've accepted that, but nobody else in your life can drive you around. You've got a nicer car. It was a decent car.
Yeah.
You've got some money. Hire a fucking driver.
Yes.
Or do your fucking errands when other people aren't driving. Sundays. That's why they call it Sunday driving. Those people you can drive however the fuck you want on Sunday, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt then.
I get so mad at, and I get
sorry.
Myself
I cuss.
Into that.
That's where, my, I think that was my first cuss of this episode.
Oh, sorry about that. I should have highlighted it more.
Cut. Oh.
I find myself getting into these positions at home, I let them build up to eventually it's an explosion if I feel like it's somebody else's responsibility. But, like, for example, at some point there's going to be a big throw up fight where I come home and I take all the shit that's in my freezer that's never going to be cooked, and I just try to put real shit that we're going to eat around it. And that's going to be a fight, because get this fucking shit out of here. I don't know why I'm storing it in the only cooler I have. Now, granted, it looks cool to have a full freezer. I get it. People come over. They love popping it open and saying, holy shit.
You guys got all kinds
of
stuff.
What is this? Like,
what's
pancakes
all that stuff?
From 2013?
What's all that stuff frostbited over in the back half?
Oh, my God. You guys, what is this? You have bags of soup.
Oh,
full bags of soup in
here.
That's great. From 3 years ago.
You do a lot of cannon?
No. No, you've thought about it, in which case you prepared this part where we freeze it and wait for fucking 4 years.
Okay.
Get the shit out, because it's symbolic of, let's fucking get rid of the shit we don't need. It's shit, and move on.
So,
and have a cleaner, let it weigh you down.
Here's where that guy that drove by the old guy and said maybe maybe he was leaving his doctor and his doctor made him get there.
Yeah.
At one point, I also remember going off on my wife about getting rid of, like, you fucking think we got money? I mean, because we're both like, I'm less of this now than I act like I don't care about money, but I used to be.
Yeah.
Every, you know, what do you think? We just got money to do whatever. So in their heads, they're like, I know Amy's always walking this fine tightrope of, you know, because I'm the same way. Like, I'll go to just get one thing out of the freezer and 600 things fall out that are attached around it and shit's just hitting the ground. And she kind of looks at me. I'm like, okay, this is expired. And then it like just all comes unglued. Like, and all of a sudden I'm throwing shit away that's not expired. She's like, I just bought that milk yesterday. Like, get it the fuck out of here, you know?
Yes. And when do we drink milk? When have I ever drank milk?
Nobody in this house drinks milk. Isaac just had cereal. I mean, he has, get it out of here. We're starting over. Clean the fridge.
Yes.
Refill it. And then...
I haven't done it. And typically, I can wait long enough, you know, to where my wife will automatically do it on her own. It'll get too cluttered and she'll, like, have an epiphany. Like, oh, I guess I could just... Instead of trying to figure out a way to fit shit in here, I could just get some of this shit out. But it's the symbolic things that I'm somehow are becoming more and more in my vision that are bothering me. And I'm sure it's stresses from 50 other things that these are things that I can control.
The nitpickies?
Yeah. These are things that I can control getting mad at. So I do it more. Whereas the other ones I can't. So that's why they get blown up, I'm sure. But at the same time, they do exist. I get that if you're not stressed out, you can let them go by, but it doesn't change the fact that it's there. And maybe I, for 4 years, walked by and didn't say anything, and it's all fine. It's all good. But at some point, if you push somebody long enough, it's just going to blow up. And watching people carry their shit through the road at 30 mile an hour and traffic jams, it's going to turn into a Michael Douglas falling down. I mean, I'm going to pop open his fucking door and we're going to go through his big car full of refrigerator foods and we're going to have a little roadside chat.
It's time to see, what time, what we need to get rid of and what we don't.
I'm going to buy his car and I'm going to buy his truck. I'm going to
Here's
$1,000. Yeah.
Go.
Get the fuck out of
Here's
here.
Here's a phone.
You're ruining people's lives.
Go.
It's probably an exaggeration, but you're ruining your own life is the biggest thing.
Well, the thing
have
is,
some respect.
That's the kind of things, you know, and maybe that is the, you know, white privilege of us or the upper class, but you've already had a rough day. Where I mean, not saying we don't have daily stresses and all that, but for the most part in both of our lives, things are pretty
basic.
Pretty basic. So that's why, you know, we don't have
whatever. You're not struggling for something.
Yeah. We don't have a handicapped family member that we have, you know, or a whatever, you know, I'm not saying it can't happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
But right now we don't. So those things that we can't control tend to maybe affect us.
That's true.
More, but it's the same thing. Stupid inconveniences that don't need to exist just make life harder when they don't need to, you know? I'm ready to get home and get on Facebook and tell people how they should think and vote and fucking how they should feel. I don't need some motherfucker driving 30 slowing
I've
me down.
I've got posts that I got
to do. Fine, I'm going to get on my phone right now and I'm going to fucking do it.
I don't know. I mean, I know that that's us bitching about people inconveniencing is nothing new. I mean, everybody does that. But I guess my thing is people, if they just have some sort of
common
dial.
Courtesy?
Yeah, some sort of self-worth dial in your own self to where it doesn't start affecting other people. You know, I have the same. I feel that. I don't know. Do they not have that feeling? Like if I'm driving the big truck and I realize that it can be inconvenient for
somebody. A lot of people piling up behind me. I'm going to do everything I can to get over to let
whatever it is. I don't want to have
that. One person is not better than 70 people.
It's not just that. I just don't want to be the one person inconvenient. Even one person.
Some people love that though. Some people want to be that.
How do you have that mindset?
But those are that's what I'm saying. Those people are the ones that, for whatever reason, in Quick Trip, you know, they notice somebody wants to get into the freezer door they're in. And they take longer on purpose. Ah, I was going to get, you know, or.
Yeah.
And then they get mad when you just say, hey, excuse, you know what you want? Excuse me. Let me grab that. And they're like, pfft. Like,
right.
Dude, I'm going to be in and out of your way. Like, I'm going to grab this and then we'll never talk again, meet again. Instead, I just made your day shit because you were trying to make my day shit.
And then you ruined my day. Yeah. You made me think about you. I don't want to think about you. I could go into convenience stores, miscues. We could do a whole show.
But it's the same thing on the way home. I mean, it's that simple thing where you go to pass somebody or whatever because you want to go faster. And all of a sudden, then they want to speed up.
Yes.
And then you get over behind them and they want to slow back down. that has to be somebody like, guess what? I only want to do 65 and I only want you to do 65.
I want to ruin your day. I want to be in control of some part of your day.
I'm a speeder that gets out of people's way to let somebody faster or slower or whatever go by.
Like even in the traffic, this happened the other day where I know how fast 35 miles an hour look. I'm lucky enough to have been driving for 20 years and I realize how fast that is. So when I was getting off the highway and you stopped and it's like, you look both ways and there's a guy that's coming. He's fucking at the Casey's and on that exit. It's like, so obviously he's going 35. It's 35 all the way through here. I have plenty of time. But the moment I start pulling out, he fucking floors it. It's like, how do you want this to end?
Yeah.
Where you slam into me? Is that the ultimate goal?
I'm just going to turn out at my pace. And then they'll go out around you.
It's like,
what the fuck?
It's 35. If you were doing 35, this would have never been an issue.
We never would have had an issue.
By the way, you flew by me at 70, which means that we definitely wouldn't have the issue. But say that something happened in my vehicle where I did stall out, which has happened.
Yes.
And you fucking slammed into me. How is that better?
Is that like, my fault? And then it's my fault, or you
for pulling
the fucker
out.
Pulled out in front of me. I punched it when he did.
I mean, I was doing 70. There's camera.
It's 30.
And fucking insane, man.
I know.
What?
Why?
What in your life is making you think that fuck this guy that's pulling out in a completely safe manner that to fucking ruin his life?
Nope, you ain't getting in front of me. I was here first.
There's but a
we're not
weird thing in people's heads.
It's not a race. We're not. Like, we're not going to get, we're going to a different place, and me getting out.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
I've
never seen you again. I might. You might come to the store I'm going to work at.
Yeah. In which case.
Fuck you.
I'm going to remember. So.
I might be going to the store you're going to work at. I don't know.
I was just like, what if I stopped and just let this guy do this? I mean, it's not going to hurt me. I wasn't worried about my physical, but who knows what he has. You got kids in there, dude? You got, really?
Is that how you want that? I've never got that. People do that, especially leaving this one here.
Yeah.
More than ever, like, and the ones coming on it, you can judge they're not doing too bad, so you'll see your gap and you'll go, and then they'll punch it to where it's like so sometimes I'll slow down a little bit, and then all of a sudden they're slowing up. Like, if you would have just stayed going 45, we
never
would have had an issue. But all of a sudden you see me coming out, like, this guy's going out when he shouldn't be. I'm going to punch it and prove it to him.
Right. What is that?
I mean, if I didn't punch it, I couldn't prove nothing to him. And
there would be
no
issue.
But I'm going to punch it and prove it. He could have if I was going this fast to begin with.
Yeah. And then they pass you and it says baby on board. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Honk for guns.
Yeah. No shit. Fucking crazy, man. So, anyways, this is Monday Morning Papers, everybody.
Monday Morning Papers, Shannon screaming section.
Yeah. We did a Shannon's rants.
I jumped off that one and just because this was apropos because we'd kind of talked about basically restaurant spending. Set to hit an all-time high in 2019 as basically you're talking about the whole fat, you know, people want to boycott stuff. Well, you can't boycott when you're eating it constantly.
Oh yeah. I see that there's a picture of Chick-fil-A on the main cover there of people doing that.
Recession red flags may be cropping up in the stock market and bond markets as the trade war rages on, but it seems American consumers haven't gotten the message, or at least not yet. This holds particularly true when it comes to spending at restaurants. Sales at eating and drinking establishments are up more than 4% this year, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Census. That's a word that's always kind of got me. Census.
Yeah.
Surpassing grocery sales at just 3% year over year growth. Okay. So it's passing.
Yeah.
People are buying more food from other places or spending more money. I don't know if
the percentage isn't equal as far as not going to buy groceries.
Yeah, more people are eating out. Yeah. I mean, I think we've known that since the 90s. The National Restaurant Association projects overall industry sales will hit an all-time high of $863 billion in 2019, up 3.6% from last year.
I wonder how much of that has to do with the advent of all the apps that make getting it, because again, we're here, but we don't see how much Grubhub and Uber Eats and all those.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Oh, it's huge.
And so to have the convenience of everything, that has to be added in to the figure at the end of the restaurant's year. I don't know.
Well, I think I even, on top of that, notice, like, I see people that I would have thought would have always been food bringers to lunch eating out, you know, more commonly and stuff. I think.
Well, there is a thing of there's a break even point of all of it, which we've talked about before. I mean, if you can go buy whatever you're going to buy to bring your lunches and stick to it, typically it's cheaper. But sometimes if you actually want a decent sandwich and a salad or something, and you have to buy all that shit, and you end up spending $40 or $50. It's like, well, now I could have just went to fucking Subway every day for $5. And if you can, I know that most of the time you go there and you spend 12, but
yeah,
you can just get the $5.99 foot long and drink water, and you've only spent $35. And it's like, well, maybe it's cheaper to do that, but I don't know. The problem is most people spend that 3% growth in the idea each week, I'm going to bring my lunch, and then everybody 2 days a week goes out. And that's just the way it, that's
well,
everybody.
And I think, I don't know if this considers, you know, food costs going up, prices going up, that kind of stuff.
It
I don't
probably,
know.
It'd have to, I would hope, because you're
they're
right.
They're doing a percentage, not a dollar. So you would think it would take that stuff into account. Because,
like, if grocery sales are 3%, I mean, what are wholesale food sales up?
Exactly.
And is it because the cost of food is up that we're spending more? I mean, it just look at what a meal at McDonald's costs
well,
compared to what
even
it costs.
You look at it like this, you know, the population keeps growing. So obviously, you know, you're going to buy more food, but now we've got to the point. I don't know if this story is, I mean, are we to the point where people are buying, spending more at restaurant? I know this last year, percentage wise,
yeah,
restaurant sales went up, but I'm pray to God that people aren't spending more. I mean, maybe they are.
I think they are.
At restaurants than
I think
they
that
are.
People,
but these are maybe these are people that are mad because they're tired of their fucking fridges and freezers being full, and the only way to do that is get the food you're going to throw away.
Well, at some point, like, the funny thing is, if it was an actual sit down restaurant that you could, like an Applebee's, for
yeah.
example. I mean, if
great,
you
thank you,
I always have to throw it out.
Great
so.
Sit down restaurant, Neighborhood Grill.
But you can go in there and have a steak or whatever it is. Any of their meals are $12.
Yeah,
and you can't go to the store and buy a steak for $12. I mean, you can, but it's a shitty one.
Yeah, it's a
if
shank.
You buy a sirloin or whatever, it's usually for both people. It's $12 at least, if maybe 20 for both for a good cut, and you still have to cook it. And eventually,
yeah, what's
like,
your time's worth? And
it's
yeah.
like, man, this is maybe it doesn't even out. Usually, it's better and it's healthier, obviously. But at some point, I get the temptation, especially if you lived in an area that had all the options. And
we've like our personal family has done a lot better at it. I mean, through the last year, especially with us trying to get healthier.
Yeah.
But we were one of those families that, you know, spent.
Well,
you
I remember
know.
Even last year compared to now what you guys were doing
yeah.
as far as grab a pizza or grab whatever.
Yeah.
Where you go and go get a couple burritos on your way home, shit like that. And one thing we don't do a lot of that as a family. There's not a lot of going out.
I mean, we have our nights though. We have yeah. Friday night. We have nights we go eat or nights because she does her thing where she'll bring
right.
but even we're more conscious of what we bring home or
yeah.
you know. But
well,
we're
you
still
have room for it.
Yes, and freezer's full, so don't get too much. Fridge is full. Got fruit from 6 years ago in there that we're waiting to grow their fruit.
Though I think that it's the convenience of getting fast food delivered, and that part is huge.
Well, and I think yeah, fast. I mean, it has
because before it was just pizza, but now that everything is available, how can it not grow? I mean, if you can get a fucking scotch and sirloin or whatever the premium eatery is, if you can get that now Grubhub to you. It's like, of course it's going to grow. So, I don't know.
Yes, Macaroon for Life, we are super gay. I don't.
Yeah, thank you.
Macaroon for Life is commenting on Mixler.
You guys are gay.
Well, he said fags, ? And then gay probs, am I right? Well, for sure.
All of my problems dwindle down to being
initially
a closeted homosexual.
Yes, that's the whole point of this show and the other is just to dig the closeted homosexual out of you.
Yeah, and I try my best to put a silver lining on the fact that I'm hiding all my gay feelings. Yeah, thanks for being here. I didn't know we had an open forum for idiots to talk to us, but apparently we do. So
yes, I love it.
That's great.
Yeah, comment on it. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's fine.
I didn't mean to bring it up. I did. I just, anytime somebody notices my gayness, I got to point it out.
I know you guys just had a whole thing about how the internet sucks and people suck on it, so I'm going to prove your point.
Yes.
By calling
you
guys
you.
Fags.
I'm hoping it's
fucking
just
idiot.
A good fan. Good friend.
Yeah. I'm sure he's one of those fucking assholes that doesn't know how to drive too. So
right,
I hope he said that I hope he's listening while he's driving. Good.
Well, or it could be somebody just playing with us.
Fuck off. We don't want you. Get the
I
fuck
do.
Out of here.
Keep sending us hate. Keeps
fucking
me
loser.
Going.
So anyways, I didn't have much more to say after that. That's fun to end the show on
yeah.
a potential potential listener to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, no. Keep listening.
Could be Macaroni Grill.
That's what I'm saying. This could be. It won't let me click in. This could be a lot of people.
That's
Macaroon
true.
For Life. That could be. That could be Ivy.
That's just somebody loves macaroons, man.
I mean,
I don't know what that
is. You have no problems in life when macaroons are your number one.
Dude, if somebody named Macaroon is calling you a fag, then you
also got a Marine Corps, I'm guessing. USMC. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, bud. This has been Monday Morning Papers. I do have to get out of here. I did download Forza at home, so I'm going to go home.
You're going to go do some race car driving?
Some race car
driving. What are you driving?
With the kid. I don't know.
You don't know?
Apparently, this is two-player. Finally. That's hard enough to fucking find anything that's two-player anymore. That's one thing we have to discuss at some point, where unless it's...
Because, well, they are. They're two-player online.
We kind of talked about
it. Well, that's what I'm saying. They are. They just don't expect nobody to have friends over together.
Oh, it's awful.
You why? Your buddy's across town playing... Online, you're just, you know, why do you need two players?
That's, I know that that's the argument on
their
side.
Playing Call of Duty on a four-man split screen at my buddy's house on a TV smaller than this where we're all play. I mean,
oh, Golden
that was
Eye?
The shit. Golden yeah, Golden
Eye
Eagle.
Was the
Golden
shit.
Eye, yes.
Yeah.
007. So, yeah, four dudes, you can't see crap. Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping that if the bowling alley works out, I can bring back that. I think that that's going to
be for sure.
One of my biggest things is to have Halo and Golden Eye tournaments. And all that stuff that we just said is going to cause mass shootings.
Yes. So. We're not saying we're trying to stop it. We're just trying to point out what it is.
This is the problem. Now we're going to profit off
profit
of it. Just
the
like
fuck
everybody.
Off like everybody. Thank you. We're also, I'm against guns and I'm starting to make guns now. So it's,
well, why not?
Yes. I make auto activated guns. You just got to say shoot. No, I like guns. So. I'm a weird one in this fight.
Yeah. That's a fight that, if you want to hear the rest of it, listen to the beginning. I thought we got a good little egg there.
Yeah.
There where we figured out just an idea, maybe a out of the left field thought on what's going on. And I don't know if there's any way of preventing it. I think we touched on that too. So
I don't want to make promises we can't keep, but we are trying. We talked about it before. We're going to try to get back together more regularly for this. As the season winds down,
yeah,
we'll be back probably every week. We're going to try to get some more content.
It gets tougher. For me, especially getting down here with the schedule that I have, but I mean, like
and I've
I
got
said,
a little, I'm scared to do it by my. I mean, I'm
that's
not.
That's one
but,
thing we need to get you over. Not just doing it by yourself, but also
it's hard
bringing,
to do any show by yourself.
It
yes.
is.
I need a host. I need a guest.
But bringing somebody in here to do that with you at times is what we were doing for a while. They need to be, and they got to be motivated to do it. And that's the whole thing with doing any of these. I mean, we're lucky enough to have a group of dudes that. Every week for fucking 10 years have got together on a Wednesday to do shit. And that's an amazing accomplishment. And it's even
well, this is our poker
it.
Night and we just invite everybody over for it.
Basically on the regular show is what yeah. that is. But to add an additional one, that's,
Monday Papers is like our date night with me and you. And we invite everybody.
And it's hard
over
because,
for it.
You know, just like any date night in a relationship,
yeah, life
once
gets hard.
Work gets in the way of it. You just
kids,
have to prioritize
all kinds of stuff.
And unless you guys want to start, which we'd appreciate, we'll
pay
take
us.
Donations. I mean, it's simple to send money now, and that would make it easier on us. But we're not to that level yet. We understand. Or maybe we don't give ourselves enough credit
maybe
to get
we,
there.
Yeah, maybe we are, and we just sell ourselves short.
It's possible that I've done that many times, so I'm sure that I'm doing it now with my
we
want to
be riding on a yacht. We think we're riding on that little boat from Tommy Boy where he's just waiting on some wind. We're somewhere in between, I think. I mean, not like, you know, we're somewhere in between.
Yes, I think you're right. And we need to do better at letting people know that and being confident in what we're doing here. And I think a lot of people, even we surround ourselves with people that know in the room. Yes, it's great, but you got to know that and be able to champion it outside of the room. And we're just not good at that. We're not great self-promoters because we all have zero self-worth. And
yes,
so
I'm worthless
it's
shit.
It's odd to do it. But if we can get in the habit of doing it, it sets the example for you, the listener, to understand that, of course, if they're doing it for their own show, they feel comfortable. I like listening. I'll do it too. And if we're not comfortable doing it, I don't know how we've ever expected anybody else to be.
Yes.
So. Anyways, that's a weird thought at the end of the show. But to put a, I said wrap a bow on.
Yeah, you already
earlier.
Did that. You got to do something else. Bring it full circle.
To put a nail in this show's coffin. Yeah. We're thinking of a few different formatic changes for the show to make it easier, whether it be stacking a few shows and releasing them on different weeks. Or
calling it Monday Jack.
I've thought about doing a deal on Wednesdays where come over and do it early or do it after and get it one going. That way we know we got it and just put it in the can. Stuff like that can all be done. And me just leaving my shit down here to do it remotely is a problem too, because then I leave it down here. Once it's down here, then we might as well do it when I get here instead of grabbing it and say, okay, I got it. Let's go somewhere else and do it. So all that stuff is just, again, scheduling and being, you know, strapped as far as time goes. And
well, when you have some wanting to give it to the people you pooped out.
Yeah, it's hard for me to walk away from that still. And I do it way too much for work. And so to then go do something fun that's a passion project and leave them out of it, it's tough on me because I wouldn't want them to do that to me. So, again, same old deal.
They will when they get friends in sports.
I know. It's already coming. That's why I
got
to soak
in as much.
Your wife's
already got another group of friends.
Yeah, she's already out on me completely. So yeah. I don't worry about that. It's more
one less, though, is how I look at it.
That's true. That is true. So we're working on it, Casey and I and the other guys. I mean, I know Mexico's chomping at the bit to get his music show going again. And, you know, Ivy, and he's the only other one that has a real interest in kind of doing this more, I think, than the other guys. The other guys are cool just coming over and doing the show.
They like being cast members.
Yeah. And I don't think that they have a real draw in wanting to do their own thing. But I like the fact that we do. One, we're consistent on the Conrad and Jack show. We haven't missed a show in forever, and we put out content weekly and then sometimes extra content. And I'm of the mindset that, and we've done it before when we have time, more and more that we do, the better chance of getting heard, obviously. So,
well, we want to give them as much of us so they can get less of them.
Yeah, we want to block you out of you, basically.
Yes. We want to be your Facebook.
We want to be your brain. So,
we want to be your MSN.
We're going to work on that. We are working on that, and it is a process, but, you know, it's just people don't realize we don't live together.
I wanted, going forward, like if people, instead of asking Google, if they could just go onto my Twitter and ask CaseyGunn13, same things that you would ask Google. I just want to see how that turns out.
You'll go to Google for them.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes, duh.
That's not a bad idea.
But I could filter people's answers in case there's something they don't want to hear. I don't think they should.
So you can listen to this show anywhere. If you're listening on Mixler and or on one of the streaming platforms that we're doing live right now, thank you. But always you can download this on iTunes or any of the other places, Stitcher, PlayApod, it's everywhere, Spotify. So just subscribe to it. Leave us a review. Tell us we're fags. It don't matter.
Yeah, we like it.
We like it. And we're going to continue to try to give you our opinion on things that are happening, maybe give you a little glimpse into the shit that pisses us off. And hopefully that's entertaining, or at least better than the entertainment that's out there at this particular moment. So with that being said, guys, we'll see you next week. This was August 19th, 2019, Monday Morning Papers. Don't let your meatloaf.
Paper Boys out.
See you Wednesday, bitches. I don't know if we're going to do
the Conrad and Jack show.
The intro.
Monday Morning Papers.
We need an outro song.
Please buy a paper.
Thanks for buying a paper from us. So we can get us some Chick-fil-A.